Good morning, one and all. It is Tax Controversy Day, and we're going to have a good time. First up, we have Professor Bruce McGovern, and he is a faculty member at South Texas College of Law. He serves as a director of the school's low-income taxpayer clinic, and for many years, he serves as the school's vice president and associate dean for the academic administration. He received his undergraduate degree from Columbia University, and he has a law degree from Fordham University School of Law. He was a judicial clerk for Judge Thomas Meskel on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit in New York. He has an LLM in taxation from University of Florida Levin College. Professor McGovern teaches about the law. He writes about the law. He has a mind like a steel trap. He reminds me of Superman, but he's only better. And today he's going to teach us about a recent developments presentation. And please help me welcome Professor Bruce McGovern.
Thanks so much, Catherine. And it's my pleasure to be here at the University of Texas Taxation Conference. And as Catherine mentioned, we're going to talk this morning about some recent developments in federal income taxation. Now, you should have available to you two basic sets of materials. The first is the detailed outline that I write, and that's an outline that I write with my co-author, who is Professor Cass Brewer at the Georgia State University College of Law in Atlanta. It's organized by subject matter. It's about 90 single-spaced pages. So needless to say, in the time that we have, we're not going to go through every single item in the outline, but we'll hit the highlights of the most significant recent developments over the course of the last 12 months. Now, in addition to the outline, you should have available to you the slides that we'll take a look at today. And you can think of the materials, in a sense, as having three levels. The first is the slides that you'll see, which give a high-level overview of each item. On each slide, you'll notice that it indicates where in the outline that particular item is discussed, what page number, what item. And then, so you can get a detailed summary in the outline itself. And then if you want to take a look at the individual item, the case, the ruling, the set of regulations, whatever it is, the outline is hyperlinked. So when you look at that item in the outline, you'll see it's hyperlinked. It'll take you right to that judicial decision or ruling or whatever it is. So with that, let's begin taking a look at some recent developments in the area. Now, the first of those is in the area of business income and deductions. And specifically in the outline, we're going over to page 11. It's item B on page 11, which is a set of proposed regulations that were issued in August of this year. Now, to understand why these proposed regulations were issued, we have to go back to the Inflation Reduction Act in August of 2022. And in the Inflation Reduction Act, Congress enacted a number of new provisions. It also modified many existing provisions, all of which grant either deductions or credits, and all of which are related in some way to energy efficiency. And I've given on the slide here a couple of examples of those. One is the deduction authorized by Section 179 Cap D for making commercial buildings energy efficient. Now, that particular provision, by the way, is attracting a lot of attention. There's a lot of money potentially available there through that particular credit. Second is the credit authorized by Section 45 Cap L. That's a deduction, a credit available to contractors who build and sell energy efficient homes. Now, those are just two examples of a number of provisions that do this sort of thing, give deductions or credits for something related to energy efficiency. What they all have in common is that there's a basic level of the deduction or credit, and then if the workers who actually perform the work are paid a prevailing wage, then the normal deduction or credit is five times the normal amount. And so that's what the statutes provide, that if prevailing wage and apprenticeship requirements are met, then the deduction or credit is five times the normal amount.